757 Bear Country 95.3. And my good friend Mick is here from Montague Wetworks. He wants to go online. Of course he does.
Of
Mick.
Course I do. That's yes. where I spend a lot of my time.
Sure, I would imagine so.
Online. When, yeah. when I'm connected to the internet, of course. Otherwise, it's just in my mind.
Right. Right.
Anyway, so I don't know if folks out there have read today's Greenfield Recorder, but 100 years ago today,
right,
was the molasses flood in Boston.
Oh yeah, I was talking about that earlier this morning here on Bear Country.
That's just it's nuts.
It wasn't a natural occurrence.
No,
it was more of
it was a rupture in a gigantic tank.
Right.
Yeah.
A tank of molasses.
A tank of molasses. And this tank of molasses, folks, was so big. How big was it?
How big was it,
Actually,
Mick?
We shouldn't make jokes about it. 15 people died. The wave was, the initial wave that left the building, the tank, when it ruptured, was taller or as tall as football goalposts and traveled at the speed of 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, I heard like 15 feet high.
15 feet high. And, I mean, who knew molasses could go that fast? But it was still kind of warm. Anyway. So that was 100 years ago today in Boston, and in the article it said, ironically enough, the very next day, Utah, of all states, well, I guess it makes sense.
Banned molasses.
No, ratified the 18th Amendment banning alcohol.
Oh.
It was, so 100 years ago tomorrow was the beginning of Prohibition.
Well, what a terrible time for everyone in the United States then.
You know, I mean, especially in Boston.
From coast to coast.
And the company that had the tanks of molasses, they not only made candy, but they also made alcohol from Jamaican rum.
Oh,
so
yes.
So that's what the molasses was like the beginning. It was like the condensed sugar that they would then re-infuse with whatever and make rum.
I remember hearing that when it was transferred in Boston, it just arrived in Boston.
Right.
It was still warm.
It was still warm.
And of course, it was January in Boston. It was so cold.
Yeah.
And the differences of temperatures is what led to the rupture of the
tank. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so.
How about that, huh?
Did I impress you, Mick, or what?
You
did. Retention, see? That's what it's all about. You can read, but you got to retain, as Seinfeld said. So I immediately went, I was like, well, let's see what else happened today. So I found a website, which I may have done in the past, called historynet.com. Mm. Historynet.com. And this is a pretty cool site. I mean, there's a couple of ads on it, but there's a link up at the top that says Today in History. So what also happened today in history, the first telephone line between Berlin and New York in 1913. So that's 106 years ago that New York finally got connected to Berlin, which, you know, is interesting because that was like just before the First World War, right? So you got to put things into perspective.
Does it mention Captain Sully Sullenberger landing the plane on the Hudson?
Right. That happened. That was 10 years ago.
10 years ago today.
Today?
Yes.
Wow. I remember when that happened. I wasn't living in New York anymore, but
it seems like it wasn't 10 years ago.
It doesn't seem that long ago. And there's actually, if you go on YouTube, somebody pieced together the flight path from the black box and the audio from all the different towers, including the audio from the radio of the airplane.
Yeah.
Him talking, telling them, like, we're having a problem here. And
yeah, major problem.
It wasn't until he landed that someone in New Jersey said, wait a second, did he say he was going to land in the Hudson? Like, that was his only recourse, right? Because he had no, yeah. Anyway, so 10 years
survived,
ago.
Everybody survived, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, historynet.com.
Very good.
It's pretty cool. You go through here and you're just like, wow, all these things. And I won't go through it all because it'll bore you. But
don't bore me, Mick.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, today is also the actual day of Martin Luther King's Jr.'s birthday is actually today in 1929.
Yes,
so that's 90 years ago today.
We will observe it on Monday.
On Monday, yep. So happy birthday to you, sir.
Mick is from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks right here in the Valley, online, montaguewebworks.com. Also a part of our 30% off store, and you can check out that link when you go to the Bear Country website at bear953.com.
Have a good day.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, Mick, okay?
Yep.
All right, let's get to the news.